backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at Carbonite.com.
This is WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now for his Friday morning analysis of the Virginia political news. Jeff, our second get-together this week. You were kind enough to come in on Wednesday, the morning after, and give a post-mortem on the election returns in Virginia. We've had a couple of more days now to absorb it all. Senator-elect Tim Kaine had a press conference, put out his agenda for his coming Senate term, and said he's going to partner with his fellow Democratic senator and also former Governor Mark Warner.
And an interesting partnership it will be. These guys have known each other since law school. They were at Harvard together. Very different temperament, very different interests. Kaine, very interested in the service side of government. What can it do to help people, whether they're veterans, whether they are new Americans, whether they are students? Warner focusing more on the fiscal side of government and how it pays for those services and government's role in the economy. Kaine, I think, as well is has kind of the natural temperament for the Senate in terms of the potential contentiousness of this legislative body, though it is considered the world's most exclusive club. Keep in mind that Kaine came into politics as a member of Richmond City Council, so he's accustomed to the rough and tumble and trying to find shades of gray that are acceptable to folks on issues that tend to be very black and white.
Now, Warner has not yet said that he won't try to run for governor again in 2013. Virginia Democrats kind of anxious about their ticket. But there's also speculation that Warner might want to put his hat in the ring for president in 2016, so it seems unlikely he would want to give up a Senate seat and the Washington spotlight if he has any aspirations in that direction.
Well, one assumes that a bit of ego is nursing this along. Mark Warner has never denied that he has a need for an occasional jolt of ego strength. But there are two things that are really feeding this. One is what Warner himself has said, that the Senate is frustratingly slow and unproductive. Sort of sounds like George Allen, doesn't he? But then there are a lot of Democrats as well who really aren't convinced that Terry McAuliffe, who, by the way, announced his candidacy last night in an email to supporters, there's no real belief, no consensus among Democrats that he can beat the presumed Republican nominee Ken Cuccinelli. Ken Cuccinelli, of course, Attorney General, very conservative, and those very conservative, that very highly confrontational way that is associated with Cuccinelli Republicanism is something that Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor, emphasizes, and hoping that it will convince Republicans that he's their best hope to hold the governorship in 2013.
We have a little under 3 minutes left, Jeff. Another prominent Virginian, Representative Eric Cantor of the 7th District, including the western part of Metro Richmond, reelected easily, of course, and going back to Washington to resume his role as House Majority Leader, and he'll be playing a prominent role in the fiscal cliff discussions, which got underway, I guess, in a week or so.
Yes, Eric Cantor, the leader of the loyal opposition. I suspect a lot of people would say he's more of the burr under the Obama saddle. The gentleman from Henrico issued a statement the other day in which he said the Obama reelection is by no means a mandate to raise taxes. Now, to some degree, he seems to be echoing the speaker, John Boehner, a guy whose job Cantor wants. But if you parse the statement, Cantor clearly is not ruling out new revenue, and a lot of people would wonder, is this really a change from the Republican position in that Republicans talk about rewriting the tax laws, closing some loopholes, relying on it to increase taxes or to increase tax revenues as opposed to increasing tax rates. But, of course, there's a lot of pressure on Cantor, the president, as well, to at least look productive as we inch towards this fiscal cliff. A lot of people think that there might be some general framework of a settlement, but some of the really tough decisions are going to be put off to next year, and that would presumably include the sequestration, those automatic cuts that have so many people so concerned.
Let me ask you about the fallout for Governor McDonnell after Tuesday's election returns. Of course, he was a big Romney supporter, promised to deliver Virginia for Romney, as we discussed the other day. And now he has told state agencies to prepare to cut their budgets by 4% because of the uncertainty in Washington. And also, he has decided to kind of punt on the Affordable Health Care Act and let the federal insurance exchange take effect in Virginia. Explain all that.
Yeah, now these cuts that he wants agencies to advance or prepare for,
right.
4%, this is a nice way of looking very leaderly. The governor is heading into his last year in office. He has this humiliation, this embarrassment, if you will, of not being failing to deliver the state for Mitt Romney. Of course, the governor was also all but asking Romney to select him for the vice presidency. That didn't happen, in part because I think McDonnell showed a bit too much leg. The governor, as well, is talking about how the Republicans need to repackage their message. Well, maybe the issue isn't repackaging it. It's trying to come up with a message that appeals to this new, diverse, and broader electorate, which tends to shrink, of course, in gubernatorial years when guys like Bob McDonnell do very well. And then, of course, there is health care. The governor essentially conceding that with the Obama victory, McDonnell's not going to get his way, and he's prepared to take the basic steps necessary, creating up these health care, these health exchanges, health benefit exchanges to help individuals and businesses qualify for private insurance.
He put off having a state exchange until after the presidential election, and now there's this kind of emergency atmosphere.
Well, why do today what you can put off until tomorrow? It was Bob McDonnell's view that the election would turn out differently, and that would be the ultimate veto of Obamacare.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who joins us Friday mornings at this time to analyze the Virginia political news.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.